إن قول الناس في يوم القيامة
أكثرهم علي صلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before starting the talk of today, which I intend to base on the virtuous importance of reading Durood Sharif Salawat. But just before that, with regard to the day of Jumu'ah, that is the most blessed day of the week, and there are six sunnahs that are mentioned in one hadith. That if we practice on that six sunnahs, then for every step that we take coming for Jumu'ah, Allah gives us the reward of one whole year's that is making the namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua for one whole year for every step that we take. And plus one whole year's reward of fasting, keeping roza for Allah Ta'ala. For on every step, shodan sawab. What are the six sunnahs? To make ghusl and to wear one's clean clothes. That every Muslim does for Jummah. We make ghusl, we wear clean clothes. And in ghusl is cleaning the body of nails, unwanted hair, etc. And that is preferable, we do it before Jummah. So the Jummah, we don't waste time. Our time doesn't get occupied in that. Try and do it on Thursday, finish up with that. So that is one thing. Second thing, to come walking to the masjid, which we all do. If a person is coming from far, he comes by car, no problem. But this is that we must not be like the kings and lords of before, that they should carry them into the masjid. So that everyone comes, even if a person is an invalid and he comes on a wheelchair, still he will also get that sawab. The third is to come as early as possible to the masjid. And the latest is that when the second azan goes and there is place in the masjid proper, we must come into the masjid, we mustn't be outside. The fourth is we must come and sit as close as possible to the imam. When there is place in the front seat, don't sit in the back seat, don't sit on the side. Unless a person can't help it, he's got back pain, very tired, then it's different, otherwise come to the front. The fifth is to listen attentively, whatever the talk, we mustn't sleep away, mustn't dream, daydream about other things, listen attentively. And the sixth is not to do anything useless, playing around with one's watch or one's glasses, etc., listen attentively. A person who does the six things on Jummah, for every step he takes coming to the masjid for salah, he'll get the reward of 1 year's ibadah sawab and 1 year's roza sawab. Those are called Amal al-Sitta, Layawm al-Jum'ah. Six Amals for the day of Jum'ah. Then there are certain Amals, Amal al-Khasa, Layawm al-Jum'ah. Special Amals for the day of Jum'ah. One of them is that there are eight, I will mention. They must wake up earlier on Jum'ah than other days. For example, every day we are waking up 5 o'clock, get up 5 to 5. Actually, more earlier, 4:30, make more ibadat of Jum'ah. But even if we wake up 2-3 minutes normal, earlier than normal, we'll have made amal on the sunnah. The second is to visit the qabristan on a Friday. There is also a sunnah to visit on the qabristan. The third is to read Surah Kahf, which starts about half of 15 supara to about a quarter of the 16 supara. The fourth is that we should increase our Durood Sharif. Every day we should read Durood Sharif, but Friday we should increase it. The fifth is that we should make read Salatul Tasbih. If we can, then read it every day, otherwise once a week, and that is the common practice of the pious, to at least read Salatul Tasbih once a week. And then to make dua. And two times are special for dua on Jummah. The one is between the two khutbas. That time without moving our tongue, just in our heart, duas are very readily accepted. And we all got big needs for the ummah, we got so big needs for our akhirah, that the time is not dua. And then the seventh is that we should use itar on a Friday. And the eighth is that we should read a surah that starts with Sabbaha or Yusabbihu. And the shortest of them is Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. To read that on this Friday. We should try and practice upon this. Allah give us tawfiq. In this ayat al-kareema that I have recited, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that continuously, all the time, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala himself is sending durood on Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Malaika also continuously, all the time, they are also sending durood. Then Allah orders the believers who are the beloved of Allah and the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, you people also do the same thing. Send durood on my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and salam. So that Allah Ta'ala is sending durood, what is the meaning that Allah is sending durood? And of course Allah doesn't do it as ibadah, we send durood as ibadah, we get sawab, we get closeness to Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but Allah is Allah, whose ibadah must Allah be. Allah sends durood, and the meaning of Allah Ta'ala's durood are two. One is that Allah Ta'ala is continuously sending His special rahmat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like we have a waterfall, how the water comes down, especially big waterfalls like Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, these water, they fall and the splashes go so far and so much more than all the waterfalls of the world. Allah's rahmat is coming down on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every moment. So, and when we go there, like you go to Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, even if you're at a distance from the falls, the splashes are so much your clothes get wet. You have to wear a raincoat in order that your clothes don't get wet. But when we go to Rauza-e Mubarak, we don't have to wear a raincoat to save ourselves from Allah. We must take out our raincoat of gunas. All our gunas block that rahmat of Allah. That's why we find many people who go to for Umrah, Hajj, they get Rauza-e Mubarak, Allah's rahmat is coming down, but they don't get one drop because their gunas have covered them. They go for Hajj, Umrah, without making Salat, Namaz on the way, they come back in the same. They go without Sunnah on their face, their clothes, and they come back the same. That rahmat didn't fall on them. Therefore, we should go to Awliya, Ahlullah, Mashayikh before going for Hajj, Umrah, any good work we do. Let us make Tawbah, which means we take off our raincoat of guna. Now go there. One drop of Allah's rahmat will change your heart, will change your mindset, will change your outside, will change your inside, will change your past, will change your future. One, and it's coming down so much. And nearby Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are not standing 1 kilometer away. Just 7-8 meters away we are standing. And Allah's rahmat is coming. And the other is that the sand which is touching the kafan of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is so mubarak. Imam Malik Rahmatullah says, more mubarak than Kaaba Sharif also. More mubarak than the arsh also. And then all the other sand that is touching it and is going, all that sand also is mubarak. And we are standing on that mubarak sand. When we just standing right in front of Rauza and Mubarak. So this is Allah is sending His rahmat. The other meaning that Allah is sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is what comes in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have made your dhikr, your remembrance, to read your durood on you, to think about you, to read seerat, to talk about seerat, to talk about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the zikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have made it very, very high. So when the zikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so high, how high is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When this ayat-e kareema was revealed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting on the minbar sharif of Masjid-e Nabawi. He asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, what is the meaning of this ayat? Sahaba had lot of adab. They said immediately, Allahu wa Rasuluhu adam. Not like us, if the matter of the moon comes out, the lag matter comes out, halal, haram, everyone becomes a mufti. That he didn't become mufti, but he's a mufti. He got cigarette in his mouth, he's resting on his couch, no dopey, western clothes, anything. I think this is like this. Deen is not based on our thinking. Deen is based on the most strongest pillars, Quran, Sharif and Hadith. Till you don't know Quran and Sharif and Hadith Sharif, don't open your mouth and give fatwas and give masalas. That's the work of the muftis. So the Sahaba knew this. They said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu Alam. Then Jibreel alayhi salam came with the meaning of the ayat. And this is a tafsir which Allah himself made. Other tafsirs are written by all other mufassirin, but there is a tafsir of Allah Ta'ala. And in that tafsir, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. What does it mean? That I will make your zikr very high, that whenever O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will be remembered. Allah says, I have made it such that you will be remembered with me also. So we find in the whole world, every second there are azans carrying on in the world. We are in Jummah, somewhere they're making Fajr, somewhere they're making Isha, somewhere they're making Asr in Awwal time, sometimes somewhere they're making Asr in the later time. So all the difference in the whole world, every moment azans are carrying on. And no azan can be complete without Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, zikr of Allah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So every moment, and then how many people are replying to azan? So how does Allah's Rasul zikr us? In the whole world, how much of hadith is being taught at this moment also? And as the hadith is taught all the time, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu, all the time durood sharif in the world. When a person wakes up in the morning, he reads or he should read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, durood sharif at that time also. When you sleep, your last words must be also kalima. Again, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a child is born, Adhan in the right ear, Takbir in the left ear. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a person dies, Janaza namaz is not complete until we also read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. So all the time, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When you put the mayyat in the qabr, then Bismillah, wa ala millati Rasulillah. Again, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. So from morning to night, east to west, north to south, birth to death, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. So hi, Allah has made the zikr. So this is the meaning that Allah is sending you. Wa malaikatuhu, and the malaika, the angels, farishtas are also sending durood all the time on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning that the malaika are sending durood? The meaning of that is that they are in the praises, or tana going in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyone who knows how much he knows Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you won't have to be told, you don't need a bayan, on your own you will just be praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, you bought a brand new motor car, Mercedes Benz, it has got in it, or new things, what things it has got, Mercedes Benz, BMW, etc. You can't stop thinking about it. When you inside also, you're seeing this, you're feeling happy. Even when you are sleeping, you're thinking of your car. All the time you're thinking. So how much a person will know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He will have attachment with Nabi sallam. And then he will be constrained. You only have to be told. On his own, he will read durood sharif. From here we can also see how much of durood do we read. We can measure our connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much durood sharif we are reading. If we're thinking of our shop all the time, we're thinking of our house all the time, we're having small renovation done by the house, we're thinking about it all, from wearing we're born, Hiluki Karaujo, MB Karaujo, Hilanibi Bulaujo, all the time. Of when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us know that every day we must read durood. Ask ourselves, do I read salawat durood every day, even one time, two times, 10 times? And today, Jummah, we must increase it. Are we increasing it? So the malaika know the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Allah Ta'ala himself has said in the Quran Sharif, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ الذِّكْرَ. Your position, your zikr, we have made the highest. So then how great is that position? Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as a complete mercy, not only for Muslims, not only for human beings, but for the whole, all the creations of all the realms, we have sent you as a mercy. And the whole world, fathers, mothers together, everyone, how much they want to do good to one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favors are even much more. Huzoor Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's one favor, we put in the span of the scale, and the whole world's all favors what they have done to you, all together, put in the other span, this will be much more heavy. And just imagine, for example, on the day of Qiyamah, one person, his amal, his deeds will be weighed, and he'll have no good deeds, only sins. The left pen will be heavy, all guna, sins, and the right pen, light, nothing there inside. Then he'll see a very, very handsome young man come, and he'll put a small piece of paper in this right pen, and it will become so heavy that it will go right down, so much so heavy that this heavy scale compared to this weight will go right up, no weight in it. Then he say, Qurban Jinnah, who are you? You said, I was going to Jahannam and be forever in Jahannam. You saved me. You didn't make my day. You didn't make my life. You made my eternity. Now I'm going straight to Jahannam. Who are you and what did you put in my scale that I got saved? He said, I'm your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this was that one durood you made on me. And this today I'm repaying you for your durood. So durood Sharif, what is the benefit and the favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi, great Egyptian scholar and lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is much more greater, he has surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in his outward features, how handsome he was also, and in his character and akhlaq also. All the Anbiya alayhi salam, the best of creation, all of them, their character together and their beauty together cannot measure with the beauty and character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our Nabi. But where we feel happy, ask, do I even read one durood on my Nabi? فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ, and all of them together, they can't come anywhere near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَسُورَتُهُ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that great best personality that Allah had perfected him in his akhlaq also and his surah, his appearance also. فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَسُورَتُهُ ثُمَّ اصْطَفَاهُ حَبِيبًا بَارِكُ الْإِسَمِ, that Allah Rabbul Izzat chose Nabi to be his beloved. Right? Whether we don't realize the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has made him his most beloved. That when Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he came into this dunya, he cried for 40 years that, Ya Allah, forgive me what a mistake I made. Then when he made this dua to Allah, that, Oh Allah, I'm asking you to forgive me in the tawfir, the sadaqah, in the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately Allah forgive me. Allah said, I've forgiven you, you took my imprisonment. But how you know about Muhammad? He's coming in your progeny. And he'll be the last Nabi. You are the first Nabi. And he's the last. But how you know about him? He said, Oh Allah, when I was in Jannah, on the arsh of the throne of Allah, I saw written, La ilaha illallah. And the last word he had is, La ilaha illallah. Allah. And the first word of the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allah and Muhammad together, I knew that whose name you did put with your name, there is nobody like that. Ba'daz Khuda, Tuhi Buzur, Qissa Mukhtasa. That is the great position of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So high Allah. So therefore the malaika knowing. That's why automatically and with love and with passion and with enjoyment, they are reading durood all the time. They are in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has commanded us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina aman. And the people of Iman, Allahu waliyul ladhina aman. Allah is the friend of the believers. And always a friend, he always, for his friend, he desires good for him. For example, there is a property for sale, and your friend is looking, immediately you phone him, there is a good property, going at a good price, a very good area, buy. Friend always will tell his friend what is good. Allah is that true friend who will tell you the best, what is good for you. So Allah says, I am also sending duties. The malaika also sending duties. My friend, there is the biggest business. We know a lot of business, import, export, car business, furniture business, cell phone business, lot of business. If we don't know Sahaji, we don't know there is a business like sending Durood Sharif also. And there is a business like reading Quran Sharif also. These are the biggest businesses, which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Hal adullukum ala tijarati. Must I not show you one tijarat, business? And what is the business? First, I will save you no loss in this business. Tunjikum min adabin aleem. Can save from the fire of Jahannam. This is the what you get in this business here. And that you will enter Jannah. And what all the namat of Jannah, the prophets are not in rands and cents, not in dollars, riyals, pounds. Yet you'll get saved from Jahannam. He says, and who gets saved from Jahannam, in this world he gets saved from the effects of Jahannam. No parishani, no uljan, salamati, afiyat, izzat, in this world of all the things of Jannah, in this world Allah gives you the effect. Then he will get it actually. So Allah Ta'ala tells his friends, you people also. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Kulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, very great Muzur, he says that, it is as though this business of sending Durood Sharif, the directors of the business are Allah Ta'ala and the Malaika. Right? If you buy shares in a company and perhaps that company just gets missing, you don't even know anything, you don't know who's the directors, where they are. But this year is a very old business. Today if we have a business established 1920, we make sure every we write it, established 1920. There is a business since ever, Allah is since ever. All the time Allah is sending, and Allah will be forever. It's not that when the time to pay out dividends, or you want to get, you want to sell your share, you don't, there is no one. No, Allah will be there all the time. So this is Allah and the Malaika, so to say, the directors of this company. And what dividends do you get on the shares what you buy with Allah Ta'ala by reading Durood? Every Durood we buy, you bought one share. If you buy, read 10 Durood, you bought 10 shares. If you read 100 Durood, you bought 100 shares. And what are the dividends? In my limited knowledge, there are 7 great, great benefits. One Durood and you get 70 in return. You bought for 1 rand, you sold for 70 rand. You bought for 1 million rand consignment, you sold it for 70 million. And then again, if you sold it on Juma, multiplied by another 70, 490 million. Hey, on Friday, one Durood's value will be. And no overheads to pay, no salaries to pay, no tax to pay, nothing. And you don't have to deposit here, Allah deposits in your account. And your account goes with you wherever you go in the world. And at the time of mort, your account is with you. In the qabr, your account is with you. What more you want? So what are the 70 benefits and the 70 profits of sending Durood? A person who sends one time Durood and one short Durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which comes in the hadith. The Sahaba should read. And the shortest Durood, which comes in the hadith, sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. This is the shortest Durood. You can read any Durood you want to. Then, so you send one Durood, Allah Ta'ala sends 10 Durood on you. We send with our dirty mouth, our dirty heart, dirty mind, we are sending Durood. Allah's Durood, Allah is Subhan, pure, clean, pure, pure Durood, Allah is sending on you. You made a prophet of 10, and what great prophet of that 10. Allah Ta'ala raises your position in Jannah by 10, 20 of them. Allah adds 10 thawabs, rewards to your record of deeds, 30. Allah makes maaf, forgives you 10 gunas, 40. Allah gives you the reward of freeing 10 slaves, 50. And you get the duas of 10 malaika, 70. And Allah sends not only durood, salam also on you. Allah's one salam, now you are salamati, peace, no bimari, no illness, no problem, no nothing, you are happy. 70 prophets, one time you send Durood. And on Friday, how great. But sadly, how many of us send Durood? So, and then, what is the meaning of the Durood which we send? What does it mean we are sending Durood? Just before that, Allah Ta'ala told us, you people send Durood Sharif. But nowhere, no durood if, if I tell somebody, go and bring the keys from there, and you tell me you go and bring the key. So what kind of a person is this? I told you, so Allah told us to send durood. We don't send durood. We don't say, oh, salti, I'm sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or salaytu ala Nabi, I send durood. No, every durood is sallallahu, Allahumma salli. Allah told us to send durood. We say, ya Allah, you send durood for us. The reason for this is, the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so high, we didn't know how to respect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will try and praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will try and say Jazakallah, we will in fact insult Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah knew you are not fit. So Allah said, you tell me, I am telling you, humans, your command is human. But you tell me, I will send the proper, how to send the durood. Like for example, a small, you're getting some visitor, big manana, buzur, and you want, your children want to also go there and they want to make muhabbat with him, but they don't know how to respect him. And many of us also, we see many emails also at the end they write that make maaf, we don't know adab. And so we don't know, Allah knows that adab of his Nabi, only Allah knows. So oh Allah, but when Allah sends that durood, Allah puts it in our account. That's like you sent the durood. Hey, so how, what a great, what deen Allah has given us. And what is the meaning of our durood? That we are saying Jazakallah. We are saying, what reason? If it wasn't for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi nahi hota. There should be nothing. And now Allah shouldn't create the heavens and the earth. And Allah ta'ala says, because of you, O my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I've created the heavens and the earth. We shouldn't have this beautiful masjid, this beautiful gathering of the Muslims on a Jummah time when the whole world is busy in the shops and other places. Here we are gathering with the zikr of Allah. We shouldn't have Makkah Sharif, we shouldn't have Medina. We shouldn't have Kaaba, we shouldn't have Rozai Mubarak. We shouldn't have anything. There shouldn't be Jannah, nothing, all in the Sadqaftas. So to say Jazakallah. But we, when we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, we are saying Jazakallah. But we didn't know how to say, Allah will say it for us, and we will get the sawab. When we read Durood Sharif, we are expressing our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. And sometimes you have to express your love, but you don't know how to do it. Sometimes when the wife also, you tell her something, you thinking I'm telling her, and she gets cross. How can you tell me such a thing? You actually praising her, you loving her, you expressing your love, but she has misunderstood it. So it can happen with Nabi sallam. So Allah said, I will send your love to him. And it will be pure, which will be appreciated. When we send Durood Sharif, we are in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where will we know how to praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah ta'ala says, I will send the praises for you. And we are making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we didn't know how to make dua. So in our Durood, we are saying Jazakallah. We are making dua. We are praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this is contained in our Durood Sharif. So Durood Sharif is a great ibadah. And a person, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah. The person who will be the most closest to me, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says. Yes, the person who, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person who will be most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, aktharuhum alayya salatah. Those who read the most Durood, who wouldn't like to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the day of Qiyamah, like many times we see if there's da'wat also, who the main buzurg is, all the main food is going to come there first. So some people make sure they sit near him, so that we also get the share. So Qiyamah Day, Allah's special rahmat is going to be on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who's going to be close, they're going to get it. And the easy way to be close, just send the one who sends the most durood, and everyone got a job. You don't have to be a maulana, a hafiz, qari, you don't have to be the son of a maulana or anyone. You don't have to be a man or a woman, you don't have to be learned or anything, black or white. Every person, whoever will send durood, is going to be the closest. That is the one meaning. The other meaning is that that person will be the most loved by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sent the most durood. And if you are left by Nabi, guaranteed you are left by Allah. And that's up to us. You just say, see how much durood. And also we can see how much we are left by Nabi by the amount of durood that we send. If you are not sending any durood, we haven't got left for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from that side also you should say, so how much durood are we sending on a daily basis? In Jummah we should increase it. Ramadan make it more every durood. The third meaning of durood sharif, of this hadith, that person will get the most shafa'at, intercession, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday one friend of us said the problem with his passport, Abdul Karim, Abdul Rahim, he was trying hard, he got connection there, he was trying very hard. On Qiyamah day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got connection. And whoever sent the most durood, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will to do his work, his kaam kar do. Just do his work for him. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, 100% is going to get. And it's in our hands, how long durood. But ask ourselves, how much durood am I giving? Okay? So durood sharif is a very, very great ibadah. It comes in the hadith sharif. Al-Bakhilu, a stingy person. A person who is very mightily stingy. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ, when my name is taken, when I've spoken about لَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهِ, still he doesn't send durood on me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favors are so great, our existence is because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our eyes, our brains, our heart, the functioning of us is all in the barakat and sadaqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we can't say one jazakallah, we can't read one durood. How stingy, and for to read durood sharif, you don't have to spend money. You don't have to go and break a move a mountain from its place. Just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durood is done. But that person who doesn't read is the most stingy person. And to understand what is stingy, there is a Urdu mahawara proverb, makki chus. A person who is very stingy is called makki chus. This mahawara wasn't just made like that. A person was eating soup curry and the fly fell in the soup curry. Then he flew away, so he caught the fly, and he started sucking it. He says, I got nothing to do with you, you can go, but my soup, you can't take it. How stingy? That dirty insect like a fly that sits on all other dirty, filthy things is stuck in there. Just how much soup is in that fly? For that soup of his, how stingy is he? A person who doesn't send durood sharif is even more stingy than that person. One old couple, all the children got married, the duha johi, old people were left in the house. And the old man should go for Isha namaz, wuzu, everything. The old lady also finished wuzu, she only have to make namaz. So in those days, the little lamp, he should switch it off. How much paraffin of oil is going to burn? How much a wick is going to burn? But he said, for nothing it's going to burn, put it off. One day, he went halfway, he came back again. And he knocked on the door and he told the old lady, don't open the door. Today I forgot to put off the lamp, you put it off. So she said, 60 years we met. You drained me, I know, you forgot I put it off. You are so worried about that little oil that will burn, or that little wick. Now that you have to come back halfway, the sole of your sandal that will be worn out. What about that? That you're not worried about. He said, no, I took that also into account. At that point, I took out my sandals and put it under my arm. When I get back to that place, I will wear them again. Then she said, you told me I mustn't open the door. Why? He said, the hinges will get worn out so much. What the hinges going to get worn out when you open one time and you go? But how stingy? More, wallah, more stingy than that person also is. And today we are such, if somebody tell us you are stingy, wife tell us you are stingy, we feel very sad about it. And we tell her, I do this for you, I do this for you, I do. And you call me stingy today. This is what I get, I'm stingy, how much I do. But the person who doesn't send durood is really a stingy person. Eh? Whether we like it or not, you can't go fight with the wife about this or any. Ask yourself, if I'm not reading durood sharif on a regular basis, then I'm a stingy person. Not my husband told me, not my wife told me, my Nabi told me. Al-Bakhilu ila zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. So durood sharif is a great ibadah. I'll finish now, but each one, just make niyat in your heart with Allah that how many durood we're going to read every day, and Friday how much we'll make it. Don't make it a big amount, you won't be able to manage it. Start with a small amount and then you increase it. All make your niyat.
And we want to make your niyat
10 times, 25 times, whatever. And you read easy durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the other durood. May Allah give us all the topics. And regularly we read durood sharif, inshallah. SubhanAllah.